You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
My name is Ngozi Oti, and originally I'm from Nigeria, and I've been here for 15 years now. I came to Canada in 2003 and to study community development, and then I continued to St. Mary's to do international development studies, and to St. FX to do adult education, and to Dalhousie to do social work. I've been involved in community development activities in Nova Scotia since the first day I arrived in Antigonish. My first HIV/AIDS awareness campaign was in Antigonish in 2003, I believe. So, and since then, I have been involved in several community development activities. I worked with ADAM and the African Diaspora Association of the Maritimes, where I have organized lots of conferences around women economic empowerment, community economic empowerment, immigrant seniors at Mount St. Vincent University, and I've been involved in lots of grassroots mobilizations around all kinds of issues that affect immigrants and persons of African descent. African Community Investment Cooperative of Canada, Limited, ACICC, and it was founded in 2013, December 16th, that was when it was incorporated with Joinstock. I am one of the co-founders, in addition to other people who were involved in formulating the policies and procedures and the bylaws, people like Matthias Gunedre, Mohammed, Reverend Elias Mutali, Philippa, and many other people who were involved in developing the policy and procedure, and these are the board members. The focus, the mission of ACICC is to seek for economic justice, basically for people with established economic barriers. When we started, the focus was on persons of African descent, but as ACICC evolved, we realized that many of the issues that affect persons of African descent cuts across all immigrants and non-immigrants. So we believe that the only way to promote economic justice is by removing all forms of discrimination and barriers. So we have to start by ourselves. So if we focus on persons of African descent only, that is implied discrimination. So based on that logic, we believe that ACICC is a membership organization that involves all persons with established economic barriers, both migrants and non-immigrants. So since then, we have opened our membership. So our membership cuts across people from Africa to Asia to Middle East to Canada. And then in 2016, we opened the Business Incubation Center. Here, this is where you are now, the ACICC Center. The idea is to promote entrepreneurship, because as immigrants, we are all potential entrepreneurs. So this space is basically skill development, business incubation, and community organizing. So that's what we do here. So we have various activities that we do here. For instance, we have the sewing. We have industrial sewing machines, quilting machines, embroidery machines. And we have Mina, who is the person heading the sewing part of the work that happens here. We also have the aquaponics, which is a research project that we are doing with Dalhousie University, College of Agriculture. We just spoke to Paul, who is the project manager for that, here managing the aquaponics. We also have the food and culinary project, which is also about, we provide food handling training and cooking classes. And the idea is to standardize all recipes that is very commonly found within the immigrant community, and to develop food entrepreneurship for those who are in catering and related businesses. We have arts and culture, where like jewelry making and other art related skills that people bring to Canada or Nova Scotia when they arrive here. So the goal is to build on the skills that immigrants or non-immigrants already have, developed those skills as a potential entrepreneurial opportunity, provide this place for them to try those ideas and see if it will work before they eventually go out to start their own business. I think the work that we are doing, the activities and the programs that are taking place here by ACICC is recognized. However, issues around funding, because if recognition translates to funding, then we could say that no, we don't have a lot of financial support. But if recognition translates to maybe coming to the cafe, supporting, participating in events, attending events, and encouraging members to keep doing the good work, I will say that, yes, we are recognized in principle. However, in concrete terms, financially, we don't have a lot of support, and we understand because the government is currently cutting down on lots of on budgets for lots of social programs. So we are within a time frame that there's a lot of budget cuts, you know. So I would say that within the community, the work that we are doing here is really appreciated, especially by the Spryfield community. Most of the time they stop here. They are always in full participation and support of the activities that happen here, and they show their support in different ways. So within the community, I will say that, yes, we have a lot of community support. But in terms of financial, we are still struggling around being able to support some of the activities that take place in this place, in the center here. The next event that we are planning is International Market. The International Market is an opportunity for all our vendors and those who have interest in showcasing their products or services, immigrants, especially, and for those who don't speak English, is an opportunity for them to showcase their products and items and services in a supportive environment. So during the market, what we do, we help support those vendors who don't speak English as their first language. We help them to develop their marketing, maybe their promotional materials, and we are there to help them communicate with their clients or with their customers, so they are learning how to communicate, to sell their products, and also learning to speak English at the same time. So the International Market is a way of learning business by practicing business for those who don't speak English as their first language, by interacting with those who speak English in a very business and supported environment.
You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices. Have a good time with Mucho Cultural Radio.